Blog Talk Radio.
Difficult to stretch out of your comfort zone? Have you settled in and find it easy to be average? Well, you're in the right place on this Motivational Monday. This is Coach Adams, and it's time to shape up and win. And boy, do I love Mondays. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful here at Motivational Mondays and our team, Inspire Media for you. We are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking on this Motivational Monday, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you asked some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I'm happy to tell you that you are getting into position so that you can work your vision, so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dream. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. We encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that is www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia the number 4, and the letter U. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we spoke about the law of intention, the law of intentionality, based on the 15 invaluable laws of growth by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. I'm preparing for my next private mastermind roundtable on this very subject of the 15 invaluable laws of growth. And I wanted to give you just a little taste, little sample. Interestingly enough, it's so awesome and I love it. I had a studio, one of our audience members who was listening into the studio last week, she said, "Oh my gosh, Coach Adams, you were fired up." And what I appreciate about that statement is that she was simply saying, wow, you were filled with passion around this subject, and not that you're not usually passionate, but I am very passionate about assisting and equipping others on their journey. And, you know, I feel like right now so many are getting stuck because they're not being intentional on their journey. And so in our last installment, we spoke about that, and the fire was brewing in me because I am passionate about empowering others. That is my life's work and my assignment. And when I say I love Mondays, I absolutely mean it at my core, because it gives me that very opportunity to be able to in some way be used to empower the lives of others so that you are in a position to work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. If I can assist just one of you to do that, I am on the right path on my journey. And of course, I trust that more than one, but if one moves forward in their vision, that gives me great joy. If one accomplishes their goals, I'm excited about that. If one can say, wow, because of the coaching empowerment that I receive from Coach Adams and Motivational Mondays, and I'm now living my dreams, please know that that makes my heart sing when I hear the stories of success that you are experiencing. So yes, I absolutely love Mondays. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I want you to know that your resident empowerment coach is in session. I will be sharing with you around today's topic for about 40 minutes into the broadcast. And it's going to be obviously around the subject that we're going to be taking a look at. But I want you to know that we're going to open up for audience participation at about 40 minutes into the programming. And I encourage you, as I'm sharing the information of empowerment, if questions come up, this will be the time to make sure you have your notepads, your pens, your laptops, iPads, whatever you need, desktops, to capture notes. Because when we open our programming up for your audience participation, this is your time. Your resident empowerment coach is in session, and it's your time to get live on-air coaching, get support in whatever those areas may be that you're struggling in. And as well, you may be able to, you may want to share something that you have gleaned, something that you find insightful, whatever that may be. We welcome your interaction, and we love the engagement. So we encourage you at the appropriate time, our global listening audience, to chime right on in. Well, I shared with you that on our last installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we kind of looked at it's time to be intentional, because many in this season, I feel that people have lost focus on vision. You know, they're just kind of cruising through. And now more than ever, this is the time to be intentional, to maximize this season. I'm not minimizing. Please hear my heart. Please hear Coach Adams' heart. I am not in any way minimizing all of what we have all been pressing through. This 6 months of this new year, 2020, of vision, it definitely has started off for many, you know, a little bit rocky. For others, it has been a season of true difficulty and crisis. Of course, all of us have had to navigate through the difficulty of the pandemic and the coronavirus, COVID-19. You know, we've had so many different things happen. And of course, the social unrest that we're dealing with because of various issues. But that really, the straw breaking that camel's back was the George Floyd murder. So it's been a difficult season. And I want you to know that, of course, have not been hidden under a rock, that I am aware and I'm not being insensitive to that. But what I do know is that it is so crucial and key that we stay intentional. So in our last installment, we spoke about that, and we're going to move into another principle based on the 15 invaluable laws of growth that I want to share with you again to give you a little taste, a little sampler, because I am going to be starting my next private Mastermind Transformational Roundtable on this very subject in July, and I would love for you to be a part of that. Before we jump into our topic, I want to give you just a quick moment. I want to ask that you do me a favor before we jump into today's topic. We ask Motivational Mondays and Inspired Media for you. We ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's programming with you. Allow your social media juices to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, an email, a DM. Oh, my gosh. You know, do whatever you need to do, ultimately, to invite someone to share in the programming with you. Maybe it's sending a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get where we're going with that request, that we're saying do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast and the richness that will be shared. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance to you for your support expanding our outreach. We're going to transition and prepare to go into today's topic. And as we are preparing to transition, I want to make sure you have a moment to get ready. So I'm going to pause for just a moment for a station identification. Of empowerment together on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Today we are in our Shape Up series and we are pulling some pages out of the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell. And we're going to look at another one of the laws on this week. I just want to remind those of you that are tuning in, maybe it's your first time, regular listeners, you know this already. Coach Adams is a certified speaker, teacher, trainer, and coach with the John Maxwell team, and that gives me the authorization to share specific areas of curriculum. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, this is so important that I'm giving you a little snapshot, a little taste, because in July, I'm moving into my next private mastermind transformational roundtable on this very subject of the 15 invaluable laws of growth. I hope you have your pens, your notepads, your laptops, your desktops, your iPads, whatever you need to capture the richness around what we will be looking at on today. And I'm very passionate about not only this particular law, but I'm passionate about the entire curriculum of the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, to be honest with you. It is a curriculum that I really love. It's really packed with great richness, and I think you're going to truly love it. Let us go ahead and dive right on in. So, the law of the rubber band is actually what we're looking at. The law of the rubber band is what we're looking at specifically. You see, growth stops when you lose the tension between where you are and where you desire to grow. So I want you to think about a rubber band in your hand between two of your fingers. I want you to imagine this. And you're pulling that rubber band. And when you pull that rubber band, of course, there is tension. And so what we're talking about, I want to be mindful. I want you to really get the image of what we're sharing, the law of the rubber band. Growth stops when you lose the tension between where you are and where you could be, where you desire to grow. And so it's so important to understand that we must maintain that tension in our lives, because that tension, it's not a negative thing, it's a good thing. Mediocrity is not a worthy goal, people. I don't want you to get comfortable in saying, oh, I'm just going to be mediocre. And I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, of course I'm not saying that. You're not saying it. However, your actions speak to that. And so I want you to know that mediocrity, it's not a worthy goal. Interestingly enough, you know, I do my wind shops, my private wind shops, my branded wind shops, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, a time to shape up and win in a live atmosphere. And I remember an individual was supporting me, and she was amazed at all of the details. She said, wow, you take care of all of these details? Absolutely, me and my team. And she was like down to the very thing of having the name tags ready, having little cards, you know, just all of these little details. Shape up logo on specific things and all of that. Why do I share that with you? As we're talking about, mediocrity is not a worthy goal. It's not okay to do just enough to get by. It's not okay to be mediocre. No one remembers those that are mediocre. And many of us, we have gotten comfortable in being mediocre. We've gotten comfortable in mediocrity. And I want you to know that that is not an acceptable goal. So where you are right now, and where you could be, there is a gap. And that gap is designed to be closed. You're not supposed to just have that gap. You should start to see yourself closing that gap. From where you are to where you want to be, to where you, in essence, could be. And so as we continue on our journey, I want you to know that it is time to stretch. It's time to stretch. And this stretching, of course, pulls us out of our comfort zone. Again, think about the rubber band in between two fingers and that tension. So as we look at this stretching. I want you to really get a picture of areas in which we should be thinking about stretching, areas in which we should continuously recognize the law of the rubber band, this tension between where I am to where I could be. You see, this is the thing. As we take this journey and this series of stretching, God's gift to us is our potential. On the inside of us is a seed, and that seed is our potential. That is that seed, which is in our DNA, it's our destiny. That seed of hope on the inside of us is our potential. We've already been wired for who we've been designed to be. And so there is this tension between where I am to where I was supposed to be, or where I'm supposed to be, what I could be, my potential, that gap in between. But our potential is God's greatest gift to us. God has called us to a purpose. He's called us to a purpose. Each of us in our DNA, coded in our DNA, is who we were created to be. You know, I often give the illustration that everything, absolutely everything, has a purpose. The challenge for many of us is finding out and making the connection with our purpose. I want you to think about something that's so common that all of us, at some stage throughout the day, we utilize every day. And that is a bottle of water. When you think about that bottle of water, you have the bottle, serves one purpose. The water on the inside serves another purpose. Speaking of water, the water is designed to hydrate you. I know over this weekend, comedian D.L. Hughley was at a show, and unfortunately, he passed out and lost consciousness, and they thought that he was dehydrated. He did not have what he needed in his system, and he was dehydrated. It later came out that he had tested positive for COVID-19, but that was just one of the you know, circumstances that he was faced with, was this dehydration. And so I share that because the water in the bottle is designed to hydrate our bodies. And so the bottle serves a purpose. The water in the bottle serves a purpose. But then you also have a cap on the bottle. So not only does the bottle serve a purpose, the water in the bottle serving a purpose, but also the cap on the bottle serves a purpose. Each of them have a very specific purpose. In this case, they may have an individual purpose, but collectively, they create something even greater. And so know that your purpose may, in fact, someone else's. But we have to figure out, we have to take the journey to determine what is this great gift of potential that God has given us. Because it is in that when we stretch in that area and we recognize what that gap is, we can move to another level. So this series of the stretches is understanding God's gift to me, to you, to us, is our potential. Our gift to God is that we would develop the potential that He has given us, to develop what He has placed on the inside of us that's coded in our very DNA. And so when you think about developing your gift, developing in your potential, I want you to know in your doing so, guess what? You are, in essence, giving a gift back to God. See, again, what he has placed in us as our potential is that seed. And when we develop that seed and we walk it out, our living out our purpose is the gift to him because we've completed the assignment that we were created for. And so if you are in the same place and you're struggling and you've been there for a long time, it is time to stretch. If you're no longer being stimulated, challenged, you're getting complacent, you're feeling like you're stuck, guess what? It's time for you to stretch. It's time for you to stretch and move to another level. It's time for you to get out of your comfort zone. Getting out of our comfort zone connects with what we spoke about on last week, the law of intentionality. We have to be intentional. For me to get out of my comfort zone, I have to make a decision, first of all, to get out of my comfort zone. Then I have to take intentional steps, intentionality, to move out of my comfort zone, to allow myself to be stretched. So the question that I want you to process is, where do you need to stretch right now? Right now, where have you gotten complacent? Where have you gotten comfortable? Where have you gotten stuck? Where do you need to stretch right now in this given moment? Where are you settling for mediocrity? I trust as I'm giving you those questions that you're processing, is being stimulated, and you're beginning to get the image of, where do I need to stretch? Where is it that it's time for me to shift to another level, time for me to level up, as one would say, time for me to become woke, as others would say, awaken in this particular area so that I can stretch and grow to another level? You know, I often tell people a sign of the fact that you have gotten comfortable and you're complacent and you've been in that place too long is when you start to murmur and complain. You start to complain about everything. You can find fault in everything. Nothing makes you happy. You can just you go there. And so maybe that's not the area in where you're supposed to be. Maybe you're settling for mediocrity, and if you can do it better, go do it better. If you're feeling stuck and you're not being stimulated in the environments that you're in, get in a different environment. Do not be a victim. Do not say, oh, I got to stay here. No, you don't. You can make a decision. You can walk in intention and say, hey, I'm going to move to another level. You do not have to die in that zone of where you are. And I say die figuratively because if we do not expand, we in essence shrink. And so you don't want to shrink. We have to constantly be challenged. You know, I used to often hear this quote that if you're the guru of your group, guess what? You need another group. We should always be challenged by mentors, by coaches, by other people who are leaders. We should always be challenged. But not only should we always be challenged, but we should also always be challenging someone else and bringing them on the journey with us. And I want to stretch and challenge you in that regard. If what you're doing is not yielding you the results that you desire, guess what? It's time to do something differently. And that doing something differently may be that you need to join into a one-on-one coaching partnership with Coach Adam so that you can be stretched to another level, so that you can be challenged to another level. So know that you have tools available to you And now would be the very time for you to stretch out of your comfort zone, for you to allow there to be this law of tension that you move in shifting and growing through life gap. And so I want you to understand, this is so key. Think about this, because many fall in this category every day. It's easy to be average, to be average. It doesn't require much for us to be average. We just put in enough work and do just enough to get by. Yeah, we'll achieve average. We'll achieve mediocrity. And many of us are residing in average, and we've grown comfortable in average, and we're thinking, yeah, it's okay. I'm good. And you've settled there. Settled there right in that zone of average. But I want you to know the benefits of stretching. Average is not what you've been called to be and do. No, not at all. So let's look at the benefits of stretching. You see, few people, very few people, will allow themselves to be stretched. Why? Because, again, they've gotten comfortable. Are you one that is not allowing yourself to be stretched? Have you gotten comfortable? Are you in that few? Those few people that will stretch? Are you in the majority that won't stretch? I want you to really process that. Really think about that as we look at the benefit, quote, ultimately leads to destruction. The status quo. The status quo keeps us in that zone of average and mediocrity. The status quo. Are you living life based on the status quo? Are you doing just enough? Kind of it. I'm not going to give too much, but I'm going to give just enough. Is that you? Is that you? I'm challenging you today. I'm challenging you so that you can wake up, so that you can be woke on your journey, as many would say. Understanding where you are, where you need to focus so that you can grow and level up to the next level. And stretching is a part of that. It's time to stretch. Enough with being in our comfort zone, sitting on our easy chair, leaned back, saying, oh, yeah, I'm just going to enjoy this quarantine. You just don't know. Hey! Maximize this time. I know it has been a difficult season. I understand it. I'm living through it with you. We're all living through it. Everyone at a level playing field. Everyone has had to deal with the basic circumstances. Some have had to deal with intensified levels of it because they have been personally affected with COVID-19. They have family that has been affected. Millions of lives have been lost. So, I'm sorry, millions of lives or individuals are, you know, financially challenged and their lives have been shifted. Countless lives have been lost. And so I want us to understand that we have all been affected at different levels. And if we didn't already have enough, then we got into that place of social unrest. And I say that because I know it's not easy right now for many. But something inside of you has to, and that's why I said it's about this awakening, being awake, aware, awoke, woke as the youth would say, that you have to make a decision. Will I settle in and get into that place of comfort? Will I settle in and say, yeah, I'm average, it's okay, I'm good with that? Is that what you really want? You have greater potential in you than that of average. That I do know. And average is a good foundation to grow to the next level. Good is a good foundation to grow to the next level. But this is the thing. Good is the enemy to great. And so we can't stay in that place, but it is good to at least get there, be on the journey, and then grow to the next level. And that's what we're talking about, growing to the next level. And so the benefits of stretching, understanding few people will stretch. And because few will stretch, guess what? You're not going to have a lot of eagles flying around with you, because only eagles will stretch. Eagle is the leader of the air. And I know you're a leader. I know you are. And so where you are, you're not going to have a lot of people in that cluster, because it's been stated. And for those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I am the global master trainer for Coach Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, Boston Movement and Vertical Leap. And one of the things that we teach through BOSS, and BOSS is an acronym that stands for Building on Spiritual Substance, and it's a youth leadership training curriculum for ages 7 to 19. And one of the things that we share in BOSS is we teach the young people, being that it is a leadership training curriculum, about leadership. And 87% of people out of the makeup of 100, 87% of people in their behavior, their influence, they operate as followers. They're just simply following the crowd. 10% in their influence and behavior, they operate from a destructive position. There is that small 3% in their influence and their behavior that walk in their leadership. And I share that in association with what we're talking about, that there are few that will stretch. It's the 3%, the leaders that will stretch. And if you want to learn more about Boss the Movement, visit bossthemovement.com, bossthemovement.com. And so leaders don't get stuck in the status quo. That's why I was sharing that with you. And I want you to get the connection. That a leader doesn't follow the status quo. They're not comfortable in mediocrity. They're not comfortable in just being good. They're not comfortable in being average. Because they recognize that the status quo ultimately leads to destruction. And so when people get comfortable and they're not stretching and doing anything, destruction happens. In our lives, if we're just comfortable in a relationship, if you're not growing in your relationship, in your finances, in your health, whatever it may be, if you've just gotten comfortable in doing the status quo, eventually things will come to a head. And it'll show up and you'll have that realization of, uh-oh, I was just doing average. I was just doing just enough to get by. And now, Houston, we have a problem. So stretching always starts from the inside out. Ah, yes. That is where the transformation happens. The transformation happens in our mind, all about what is our mindset. What is our mindset? And so we are exactly where we are, where we should be, giving all we have done to get there. Ooh, I know you didn't like that. Coach Adams, what are you saying? You are exactly where you should be, given all you have done to get there. So if you're not pleased with where you are, you have to look at, well, what have I done, or take ownership, or not done to be in the position that I'm in? We're not victims. We're not victims. Our journey requires that we fully participate, that we're participants on the journey. And so this quote, you are exactly where you are, you are exactly where you should be, given all you have done to get there. So if you would give yourself a grade and rate you for how you've managed your life to date, would you hire you? Now that's the question, based on how you have managed your life. Would you hire you? Would you pay you top dollar for your performance? Performance is always subject to change. But would you hire you based on your performance? Would you renew your contract? Time in which we have to be completely honest with ourselves and where we are and assess where we're going. And so you are exactly where you should be given all you have done to get there. So if you don't like where you are, guess what? If you don't like where you are, you got to stretch. Stretching always requires change. And that's the thing. Many of us, we don't want to change. We want to stay comfort zone. And I get it. It's familiar. It's what we know. Be it good or not so good, it's what we know. But I want you to know it's never too late. It's never too late to move to another level. It's never too late to move to another level, to be what you might have been, to be what your potential is. It's never too late. Take the steps needful and allow yourself to be accelerated to the next level. And share the story that if you just start to move, you never know. You might get a tailwind that comes behind you. But the key with a tailwind is that a tailwind comes behind a moving object. And so if you're not moving, guess what? The tailwind has nothing to work with. It's going to pass you by. But if you're moving, it'll capture you and get you caught up and help to accelerate you from where you are. So it's never too late. Start moving. Stretching always requires change. Stretching sets us apart. Why? Because it's easy to be average. Majority, 87%. Are comfortable with being average. That's not you. You're the 3%er, right? You are the 3%er, right? The leader? I anticipate that you are listening into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspire Media for you. And the reason why I say that is because you're investing this hour of empowerment, and I anticipate that you're investing this time when you could be doing a whole lot of other things. So grateful. We as a team are so grateful that you have chosen to tune in to Motivational Mondays today, and we thank you so much for that. We do not take your support lightly or for granted. The fact that you would tune in, we are humbled by that. That says that you're being empowered and you're getting what you need to jumpstart your week, and we're excited about that. And that brings me great joy, so thank you for being there. And so stretching always requires change. Stretching sets you apart, because good enough is the motto of those that are defeated. I'll do just enough to get by. But stretching has to become a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. My mentors, Alan Hattie Hollingsworth, being that I am a woman of faith, I love a quote that Al Hollingsworth has, and it is that faith requires that you grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. What does that say? Faith requires that you grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. It's saying you grow comfortable in being stretched out of your comfort zone. Process that. Faith requires, our journey requires, that we grow comfortable in being uncomfortable. I recognize I can't stay where I am. I have to take calculated risk. I have to continuously allow myself to be challenged and stretched. I have to allow myself to change. And when I allow myself to do this, it becomes a lifestyle, and I am set apart. If you won't be better tomorrow than today, then what you do is going to affect your future day. If you won't be better tomorrow than today, then what do you need to do? Whatever you're doing, what do you need to do it for? What's the purpose in it? And that is the key, that life is about purpose. And so in this time to stretch, the 15 invaluable laws of growth, and this law of the rubber band. As we've been looking at the benefit of stretching, stretching gives you a shot at significance. And I don't know about you, but I know we're all always looking for greater significance, greater meaning, greater purpose, greater relevance. Stretching gives you a shot at significance. As I stated earlier, and I want to remind you, stretching must be intentional. You may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, how long do I have to be intentional? Until the end. So we have our date of birth and our date of transitioning from the earth, sunrise and our sunset, as many would say, and there's a dash in between. That dash in between is the tension, because we have to figure that journey out. And it's not an easy journey. But we have to make the best of it. Stretching must be intentional. Till the end, until. How long do I do it? Until. It's a progression. We continue to progress. We continue to take a step and stretch out of our comfort zone and take another step and stretch out of our comfort zone with intentionality. So we stretch with intention. So, make your greatest fear to achieve mediocrity. Don't settle in average. Give yourself that challenge that I will stretch out of my comfort zone. I'm not going to stay in this place because it's comfortable, but I would allow myself to stretch. Stretching is liberating. It really is. Because when you accomplish something that you did not think you would accomplish because you've allowed yourself to be stretched, it's a great feeling to do something you didn't think you could do. I was a part of a book project called The Change Book, number 14. And I have a breakout chapter in The Change Book, number 14. And The Change is Insight into Empowerment, a collaboration of 20 different coaches that come together and bring a different perspective on empowerment. And so for me, the power of words that I needed to contribute. And you know, what's so amazing is that, and of course I'm connecting this with our point of what we were talking about, and how good it feels when you accomplish something that is a stretch out of your comfort zone. Until this project, I didn't have the credibility of being an author. I'm now a co-author of a published project, and that's a great feeling. But if I did not allow myself to be stretched out of my comfort zone, I would not have accomplished that. Now I'm excited about tackling bigger projects because I now have that one under my belt and I could say, woohoo, look, I've accomplished this. You know, I think about my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, who has over 80 books, 80 published books on the market, many of which have been on the New York Times best-selling list. So a lot of work, a lot of legacy that's being left. But in his first project, he will tell you openly, I wrote that first book and I wasn't any good. But over time, allowing myself to be stretched out of my comfort zone, I got great at what I was doing. And so I say that to encourage you that just keep stepping on the journey. You may not be great right now, but continue to move and make the decision. And this is that intentionality, that consciousness around making the decision to say that I'm not going to be okay. I'm not going to stay in mediocrity. I'm not okay with just being average, that I want to stretch and grow to another level. Because remember the quote that we spoke about, you are exactly where you should be given all you have done to get there. And so if you don't like where you are, guess what? You got to do more to level up and move to the next level, to reach another goal and plateau. And as we prepare to close out Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today, I want you to know that I would like to be on your team. You know, one of the greatest life lessons that I have learned is that who's on your team is so key. Not only when you're facing and dealing with difficulty, but just in general, who's on your team really makes the difference. And so I share that with you because I'm so grateful for my tribe on my team, my spiritual parents and mentor, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boston Movement and Vertical Leap, my bishop, Bishop Kenneth C. Olbermann, and First Lady Tagata Olbermann, my spiritual covering as my pastors, my leadership partner in John C. Maxwell. Wow, what a tribe I have with my J&T family and a host of others. But I say that because it's so important who you have on your team. And so I say that and share that with you as we close out to ask you this. What will you do to make a difference? How will you get different results? Change does not just happen. It's not accidental. Be intentional. And we spoke about that. I want to encourage you, don't lose focus on your goals. Don't lose sight of your vision and your dreams. I want you to know that you may need to now than ever is the perfect time for a winning partnership. A one-on-one coaching partnership makes the difference. So call for details. Our team is standing by. 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or shoot an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. So if you want greater results, you have to do things differently in this season. In addition, if you want additional details around the private mastermind roundtable, the transformational group of the 15 laws of growth that will be offered in July, again, send an email, admin@coachadams.com, and we'll send you additional information, or just simply give us a call at 310-289-2101. I want to stay connected with you. We want to stay connected with you, and we could do that through social media, among other ways. We have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum that is an open group, so if you're not already a member, know that you are welcome. Just simply ask to become a part of the group. That's the place in which we continue the dialogue. You can ask additional questions, make comments, whatever that may look like. And we didn't get to any today because time flew by, and I wanted to give you the richness of what I had on my heart to share with you around the law of the rubber band and this it's time to stretch. We appreciate you so much. We don't take you lightly or for granted here at Motivational Mondays and Inspired Media for you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I want you to know, Coach Adams would like for you to know that I'm interested in being on your team, as I stated before. And if you would like a personal and professional growth plan that you could close out the next 6 months of the year with, I want to connect. Again, our contact number is 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. To learn more about Coach Adams, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. I have a full circle of empowerment tools to support you on your journey to achieve greater success through the various support, the live win shots, group coaching, masterminds, one-on-one coaching, speaking, training. And so I want you to know that the host of tools that are available are here to support you. We thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams, where I coach and you win. Next week, we're going to dig in deep in our Shape Up series, and we anticipate that you will be there right on the journey with us, for we're walking on this journey together. I coach and you win.